welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. Now that we're entering the hot summer months, you know, yesterday it hit 106 degrees here, which is 41 Celsius, I figured it was time again for my summer reminder. Screens are not barriers. In the hot summer months, people often like to leave their windows open during the night to let the cool breezes in to cool them off, you know, so they can turn off the air conditioning for a bit. When I ask people if they're worried about criminals crawling into their bedrooms or even their children's bedrooms, they usually say, "It's okay, we have screens." Now, come on. Screen doors and screens on your windows are meant to keep bugs from coming into your home, not criminals. If bug screens could keep out criminals, banks would use them instead of vaults. They're a lot cheaper. Screens are not even a minor inconvenience to criminals wanting to enter your home. Home invasions and rapes always increase during the summer months because of women and other people leaving their windows open at night for the fresh air. We had a serial rapist in West Los Angeles a few years back, and he used that exact method of entry, and only that method of entry. He just prowled the neighborhoods until he found an open window, crawled in, and raped the woman that he found there. I also share this story every year. My aunt and uncle had this exact type of home invasion and robbery because they left their bedroom door open with only the screen shut. They had a sliding glass door leading to a patio off of their bedroom. You know, some guy hopped their concrete wall, which is a 6-foot wall, walked into the bedroom while they slept, and stole my uncle's wallet and everything else of value off the dresser. He was within 3 feet of them while they slept, and my aunt and uncle never woke up. They only discovered the theft late the next morning. So shut and lock your windows at night. If it's warm, run your air conditioning. I also recommend shutting your second-story window at night. It really doesn't take much to get into your second-story window. It's only 10 feet up, which is, you know, a little more than 3 meters. And with just a chair, which you have in your backyard probably, with your patio set, or a partner, you can grab the windowsill and hoist yourself in. So remember, screens are not barriers. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. The show now has mobile phone applications for both Android and iOS. You can find a PDF of the show summary and notes in the bonus content section. For those who are local, I'm running a Kubaton seminar on Saturday, July 23rd, which is just a couple weeks away, and a knife survival seminar on Saturday, September 24th. Check-in for both of those seminars is at 1:45. The training lasts until 4 p.m. Pre-registration is required, and you can find links to those on my website at alexhaddix.com. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexhaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexhaddix.com. That's podcast@alexhaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexhaddix.com.
When every moment matters and a life is saved, when someone gives blood, when a hand reaches out, that moment when heartbreak turns to hope, you're there through the American Red Cross. Down the street, across the country, around the world, you help save the day. Every day. Your support truly matters. You can help today. Visit redcross.org.